What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
We thought we had back from hiatus. Now it is back. Offseason version of the Patrick Gale Show, episode 15, getting it in. I'm done with the Hawks for the year. He's done coaching for the year for right now. Coach Gale's with me. I'm here. Offseason Patrick Gale Show. We got it going on, Coach. How you feeling, brother? In our all black, uncoordinated black hoodies today. We had no
idea. Uncoordinated, but I love the old school Raiders hat, JR. Man, Hey, what do the young people say? Mood. That's the mood. That's what's
up. Yes, sir.
Man.
Yes, sir. The old cursive. Yes, the old right. Yes, this is the one right here, Coach. You know, yeah. Because my dad was a type of a Raider. So the spirit of my father.
Silver and black.
I'm going all black with the Raider hat today because it's what we do here, Coach. Hey. I like Virginia since the old SIAC tournament. How's life been going for you, Coach? Talk to us about that, man.
I'm steady, JR. I'm steady on the grind, man. I've been everywhere. I've been around the world and back. Great to see coaches on the road, in the office grinding as well. You know, but JR, I've been putting the miles on my Honda, man. I've been out there. Let's just put it that way. I've been out there,
man. At least it's highway. Coach, not the city miles. Those are the worst miles.
That's true. That is true. But let me tell you, man, there's a lot of players out there. So, you know, we're on the track to get them. Man, I don't know how some of these kids are getting my number. I'm getting text messages at 12:30 in the morning, 3 in the morning. Like, these kids are just as hungry as the coaches. So I love it. It's my favorite time of the year, recruiting season, because this really shows, you know, what coaches are really out there trying to build for next year. Some coaches are trying to rebuild, you know. So this is a really exciting time. It's a very anxious time, you know, for young people. And you know, we do recruit high school players as well as transfer portal players. So We don't just look at just transfer portal. We do look at high school players, as you can see with our last two freshman classes this past season and the season before. I thought we brought in some really good freshmen the last 2 years.
And coach, you know what? The portal closing on May the 1st, so you may have some late entries into the portal. It may be a fit for Albany State and may need to find them a home. So I know that you and Coach White are doing your due diligence here as these last few days of the portal come and as you head towards that May 1st date when the portal closes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Coach White and I are definitely, on that grind, and because when you get, because of us having, young guys and young guys leaving programs, and freshmen are playing well now, throughout the country, you also got to look at JUCO transfers that aren't in the portal, but may have come from a 4 year. So it's a lot of options out there, and they just passed an NCAA rule that you can transfer. You don't have to sit out. You just have to have certain academic requirements, and you can transfer and play immediately. So that was a big rule that just passed as well.
And I wonder what's going to be, because I know in my day they try to make you only take 12 hours a
Yeah.
semester.
Well, that's the thing. I just had to talk to a young man, yesterday, after looking at his transcripts, and tell him, what might be his best route. So you have to have the one thing that people aren't talking about is how many programs and coaches are making sure that they're going to make you graduate. So we're going to have a young man, and Jordan Simpson, that's going to graduate with a biology degree. And JR, I mean, this is what we do on this show. Not a lot of coaches would have, cared about that happening. Let's put it that way, based on what he's gone through, as far as injuries and, other factors, and based on the major, and that's not an easy major to graduate in. But I was very supportive and adamant that Jordan graduate. So, a lot of people celebrated winning the conference. A lot of people celebrated getting to the Elite Eight. I'm going to celebrate Jordan Simpson graduating with his biology degree.
100%, coach. And you know, the way these departments sometimes structure your schedule, like for me, it was 12, 12, summertime 6, 12, 12, summer 6, 12, 12, summer 6, and then 12 and then 18 in my last semester. What if something happens and you're behind? Eligibility's ran out. So I feel like sometimes young men should take more control over their schedule and put themselves on track to graduate. Forget what the department says. It's about you. You have to be the CEO of Me Incorporated, okay? Me LLC. And I think sometimes these schedules are just schedules, structured just to make sure you play for them and not you as the individual getting them, they get them the degree.
It happens. It happens. We're being honest. It happens. And the problem is, you can't have, because you still, I think COVID is now about to be over, where we have players that fall under that, getting that COVID year. I know Jordan's one of them, but you can't be in school at a junior college for 3 years and not graduate from that junior college. You can't be at a 4 year for 5 years and not graduate from that university. That just can't happen. We're not doing our young man any favors. We're not giving them any tools. I'm not a big proponent on you got to go to college, but if you go to college, you got to graduate.
100%.
And honestly, it doesn't matter how long you take to graduate. Shoot, I took 7 years to graduate because I started out in engineering and then changed my major eventually to math. So it doesn't, I'm not saying that you should graduate in 4 years or you're not, doing the right thing. What I'm saying is, if you're going to play for a university, you need to graduate from that university. And if you have an extra year, then everybody has dropped the ball. Not just the individual, everybody has dropped the ball if that young man doesn't graduate.
Amen to that, because I hate to see that when I there's some guys at my alma mater who've been there 5 years and don't have a degree. Red yeah, shirt, red shirt and, plus the before or the COVID.
Right. Honestly, a lot of it is support. It's not the individual. A lot of it is support. A degree doesn't doesn't test how smart you are. It's not an indicator of how intelligent you are. A degree is an indicator of how you finish things. It's an indicator of your accountability. So you can't finish tasks sometimes without support, without help. And that first line of defense is that coaching staff. And you can't make people graduate. I'm not saying that. But let's just say I've talked to a lot of young people with some horror stories. And I've talked to a lot of young people and let them know this might not be the place for you because we're worried about you graduating. You're worried about having that extra year, and we're worried about you graduating. And looking at your transcripts, you're not going to graduate in that 1 year. And that's the problem.
100%, Coach. Let's talk about Jordan. Now, he participated in an HBCU All-Star game, and he made a three as well. Jordan looks way better than he looked on the season. He looks like he's getting healthy again. So, Coach, talk about that. Another win for Jordan Simpson. HBCU All-Star game, that was the double-double this year, coming back from injury, doing that, knowing that he was a little coming back from injury. So talk about his success this year, man, seeing him get more healthier, his future ahead, Coach.
I'm so proud of Jordan. He was not healthy this season just because he was coming off of, you know, major injury. And for anyone, again, that wants to say he was rushed, it was a year and a half since that surgery. So it wasn't, when I say healthy, sometimes mental health is not, oh, I'm depressed. Sometimes mental health is I'm not confident. And if you're coming off the surgery he had, he wasn't fully trusting, you know, his body. And that's normal. You know, that's actually a part of the rehab, is you just got to play through it. So he did a great job through the season playing, you know, one semester coming off that injury. And when we were done with the season, we got back into off-season workouts, you know, rather quickly. And he, you know, we do it, you know, in the mornings. And he said, Coach, when are you guys in the gym? And I was like, Jordan, we're in the gym at 8 a.m. And he was there the next day at 8 a.m. And everything you saw him do in the HBCU All-Star game, we worked on it. You know, I told him what he would see. I told him what he needed to showcase along with shooting the ball. And I'm glad that he, you know, now the little bit of time that we had, you know, in our individuals, he did it on his own, you know, later in the day or at night. So he really prepared himself for that situation. It was like a tryout for a team, you know, and he got showcased. Shout out to Travis Williams and the job that he did to construct that and to see it grow to this point. So it's huge for our HBCU athletes. I was so proud, not just of Jordan, but of all the players that played. You know, I think Avery Johnson, you know, made mention of how well, you know, the team shot the ball, the players shot the ball. You know, I was proud of Coach Jordan that coached, you know, to a very successful season in our conference. And he was there representing, you know, along with the Division I coaches that were there. So I have to say, man, you can only just give thanks to the Lord. But we didn't start the conversation off with basketball with Jordan. What I'm most proud of is next Saturday, he's going to be walking across that stage.
100%. We'll agree in biology. We do need more black biologists.
Do we need more black basketball players, or do we need more black STEM career?
We need more black stems. We got enough black basketball players being black all-star games, okay?
I'm just saying. That's why I get in trouble, because I'm thinking long-term. 40 years from now, or you know, when Jordan sees the good Lord, he's not going to say, hey, man, how many points did you score against Morehouse? He's going to say, well, what did you do with the tools I gave you? You know, and, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of young people that need to understand you're going to change the world, and you won't have your name called out on TV, but we need you. So that's what I applaud. That's, I, again, I'm so proud of him getting his degree.
No, 100%, coach, because like I said, that's like right there with me. My degree's in business and entrepreneurship, minor in psychology. So I think I'm using everything that I went to school for, right? Because I know how to deal with people, psychology. I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm running a business. So I'm a prime example of getting a degree. You know, I play athletics. My degree is I'm using it on my own right now. Well, right. I'm my own LLC. That's you know, right. doing my own thing. And I hope that your team saw that from me when they was around me. You know, even though you got me on Senator G, you giving Jordan some chewing him out.
Thank you, JR. Thank you. By the way, I just want to thank you also in taking your time and mentoring and coaching Jordan. We talked about you. We talked about those two games that you were on the bench. A very active person, by the way. There's a lot. I actually had a conversation with our returning guys, Shakur specifically, just about who you're going to meet in this world and how those things can follow you. And you have to kind of dictate the terms. And the biggest thing you can do is win. And to me, winning is bigger than what's on the scoreboard. When you graduate and get your degree, you've won. When you're the first in your family to get your degree, you've won. When you're your own LLC, your own brand, and people told you what you couldn't do back in the day, you've won. You know, I talked to my nephew yesterday. He's got millionaires in his phone because of the path he's chosen and what he's done. And he was a kid that didn't always have, you know, the best start to his college career in the classroom and wanted to play ball, didn't want to really do anything academic wise. And now fast forward 10 years and this young man is having conversations about, you know, what millionaires talk about and talking about, you know, insurance and talking about the stock market and talking about options trading. And I'm like, that's why I'm here, Lord. You know, I love basketball. I love to win, but that's bigger to me than that. And that's, you know, it's not that, oh, coach, you're saying that because you had a rough season. I've had very successful seasons and I had the same conversation. As a matter of fact, the successful seasons with those players I still talk to and we don't talk about basketball, you know, because when you have a family to take care of, when you're out in this real world and all you can talk about is basketball, you're already in trouble. So JR, I commend you for not only teaching my guys the game, but teaching my guys life, teaching my guys the real game, you know, how to survive in the circles that you roll in. You know, that's why I said we got the same energy today, because sometimes you got to roll in all black and handle business. Sometimes you got to roll in with a suit and handle business. Sometimes you just got to be invisible and handle business. But you're handling business. And that's why I wanted you around my guys. And I can see, you know, the maturity, you know, specifically with Jordan, you know, and I think back to that game at Clark when you got in on him and all I did was look and I turned the other way and I went to talk to Coach White because I said, JR got it.
And you know what, Coach, that game impacted me too, Coach. It lit a fire in me. I didn't know I had it. Seriously. I didn't know why I still had it compared to drive in.
It goes back to what we said, though. That's what Lord gave you purpose. You're a natural born leader, JR. You know why you're a leader? Because you can stand alone. You don't have to be around anyone to do the right thing or to do what's necessary. You're a natural born leader, you know. And I know that was put into it was passed down to you from your father and your ancestors, you know. So I recognize that. So I'm glad that it's a big flame now, ain't it? It's not a flicker, right? It's a flame right now, right? A
very big flame. Like, there you go. I felt that loss worse than I've felt a loss in years, Coach. I hate to say this, Coach. The Hawks losses don't affect me. They don't.
Oh, wow. But you're going to get trouble for that statement, JR.
I don't care. But it's like, whatever. I'm good. But honestly tell you, that Clark game bothered me. It still bothers me. Which, like, I ain't felt that since a long time at Tennessee State. You know what I'm saying?
It was tough. And you know, a lot of the season was that. What you experienced was a lot of the season. And again, you know, that's why all throughout the season, all I could do is turn to my creator, because you're gonna, I remember those losses a lot more than the wins, you know, and that was tough. And I'm going through all the sequences to win the game. What could we have done different? What could we have done better? When it comes down to, sometimes you just got to go through it, you know? And I think you experiencing that is going to make our future so much brighter together, because I think now you've invested something, JR. There's something invested. You know what I mean? So now when we collaborate again, we're both on the same page. Just like visual sometimes can speak on what's inside. We got the same energy, JR.
This wasn't even playing. It was like you show up on today, got all black.
Like literally, right before, I was like, let me put this song, because this is the mood I'm in right now. Let me put this song, you know, because again, you want to, and the biggest thing, JR, that I'm sure you're going to repeat is you want to experience winning for your guys. Like, yes. I wanted to win that game. I wanted to have a winning season, not for me, for my guys. I don't care what people, I've actually, one of my players said that there's some stuff being said about me, and I'm not going to repeat or bring the context, but that doesn't bother me. What bothers me is what we started the conversation about. Guys graduating, guys being able to take care of their families. Because when I die, my body is gone, but my spirit is not. My spirit's going to meet that creator, my creator. And the Lord is going to ask me, when you had a chance to affect lives, what did you do? And if you think that you winning something that man gave you and I give you this, and you think I care about that, I got a place for you. You know what I mean? So, JR, what you did for Jordan and for my guys, man, they're gonna remember that for the rest of their lives. That, you know, and like you said, when you first got in the locker room, like, coach, they're not really talking to me. And I was like, nah, they kind of locked in and they're showing you respect. So they're not gonna look you up and down. They know if I brought you in, it's for a reason. But by the time you left after that Morehouse game and you spoke to the team on the bus, that was huge, man. And I'm just sad that you didn't get to see the results immediately. But I think for years to come, I think Shakur especially was gonna be, you know, affected by that and gonna take that with him.
And coach, I'm gonna tell you, for what it was worth, that was probably the most fun I had this year. Like,
it's a fun
real
thing.
Talk.
It's a fun thing.
It was the most fun I had this year. And it truthfully means the most to me this year, those two nights, more than ever. So, like, for me, like, you know what I'm saying, coach? Like, I had no idea what I walked into, but it changed me. It lit a fire in me, and now it means more to me more than ever now.
I just want to say this, man. So, when we got there to Atlanta, you were already there sitting in the gym. And, you know, I sat on the bus a little bit, and then I said, okay, JR's in the gym. I guess I got to go in the gym. But that's my pregame thing. I like to kind of be them myself. What I appreciated was that you sat next to me. We had kind of light conversation, but you allowed me to be in my mode. And you could have been, hey, coach, this is what I think, or coach, I'm going to be here if you, but you said, coach, what do you need me to do? And I appreciated that. And so once you said that, it kind of made me realize, okay, JR understands, he's bought in. So from that moment to the end of the game, you put so much of you, but you also allowed Albany State to have their process and have their pregame, you know, rituals and everything, preparation. But you just added. You didn't take away. You didn't over. You didn't try to take credit. You didn't try to, you know, say things that we all, you just were there. And that's why during timeouts, you were such a trusted, you know, resource for me. And again, I go back to that moment before the game, that moment in the timeout when we were doing something stupid. Jordan was, you know, getting me pissed and had my ire, and you grabbed him. When you talked to the bench, because you saw how it is on the bench, you know, young people can be very emotional. And you did a great job of managing that storm And then we had a chance to win the game. And there was a moment, a possession, where I'm like, okay, we're going to win this. We've got to manage this. And then everything blows up. So then after the game, you know, you got to see how a coach responds to a team that kind of, you know, lost the game they should have won. And again, you were there in a common influence. Didn't even have to say much. Honestly, I don't think you said much after the game, but your presence was felt more so without saying anything. So I just appreciate you, man. I just appreciate you, JR. I never imagined when we first met that it would get to this point, you know? And when I say you're a brother and you're somebody that I value and I love and I trust, I'm saying it, you know, publicly, man. I really do appreciate you.
Likewise, Coach. Like, you know, it was a simple email that Coach answered. I would just email everybody in this conference. So it ain't like I chose you or something. Like, I emailed everybody.
Hey, the one thing I realized at this level is that is probably more the job than anything. We all want to coach. But, man, let me tell you, JR, I get so many emails and text messages, but I have to answer them, and I'm glad I did with this one. And, you know, I get some ones that are negative, and I have to answer. I've learned how to answer a negative email. Not just a great opportunity like how you sent me. I've learned how to answer a negative one. I had to – that's when I talked about someone saying something about me. I had to talk to – and mentor one of my young players, and let them know how you handle something like that. Because it's going to happen. People are going to talk about your name. People are going to say so many things. But then if you pray about it and you pray for them, you know what you realize that God told me? There's a reason why the name came out your mouth. So you're having this come out your mouth. What's in your heart? What's in your head? Clearly you are, because your name came out. So anytime your name comes out somebody's mouth, whether they're saying good or bad, they're thinking about you. That's a good thing, JR.
It is. And I've learned that over the years of the show. Like, look, people either love you or hate you. I don't care which one. At least I know someone knows what you're doing. You're still watching and listening. And
actually, the worst thing you can be is neutral about somebody. You have to be one or the other. That's a good thing. But I'm sorry, JR, to cut you
off. No, you're fine, Coach. You know, as my father would say, pick a struggle.
Which one is it going to be? That's right.
The struggle.
That's right. That's
you right. know, and I really do. I love, like, you know, the hate watchers. I love the hate listeners. I love it.
Well, you know, again, I don't play into that energy, JR, because at the end of the day, what I appreciated was, I think it was, you got to remind me, JR, was it a Wednesday night we played Clark?
It was a Monday, Wednesday.
Okay, thank you. It was Wednesday we played Morehouse. You're right. So Tuesday, I'm up early. I see you call. Hey, man, what's going on? Coach, man. And I could hear you feeling the same thing I'm feeling. And then later that day and the next day, you're telling me, hey, Coach, my dad, man, we charted the game. This is one of the things I just want to run this by you. And for you and your dad to take the time to chart that game, to tell me later in the season, you guys watched, I think, Edward Ward is together yes. and charted that game. That means the world to me. So when you have the Lord putting the McHenrys in your life and having them do that for your team, why should I be mad? Why should I hate anybody? Because that love, that knowledge that your dad was imparting to you and you imparted to us, that's bigger than any negative comment or criticism.
It is. And, you know, Coach, my dad cares about this team. He cares about, you know, Coach, the smile on my face, well, my dad's face, he saw me on the bench engaged. His eyes lit up, Coach. That's my boy.
Now that's time. Right.
Yes. I knew you had it in you, son.
And just imagine if we'd have won, JR. You couldn't have told him nothing.
Hey, Coach, he was so happy. So everybody, where he hangs out at, his friends, that my son got the bug. Yeah. He's going to follow his dad's footsteps.
That's right. Because he knows the effect you don't have. He knows the effect you have on young people.
You know, because Coach, this is what I told you before. That was a battle of me and my dad fought. Because I didn't ever want to get into it. Because I saw how it did to him.
Yeah.
But getting in, like I said, I didn't realize I had the fire in me still. So I was in the mix. I'm serious.
And you know what's funny? When you think back at it, that was fun, wasn't it?
Yes.
Fun. That was fun.
And see, I'll put it this way. With the Hawks, am I there? Yes. But am I in the mix? No. I'm a periphery. I was in the mix.
Yeah. Hey, I like to tell my guys, man, when the bullets start flying, I want to make sure you point your gun that way and not pointing back at us. So, JR, you was firing back with us. Yeah. You was on the bench. You was calling plays out. You was calling stuff out. You was telling my guys what they need to look for. You was putting out fires on the bench when guys were being emotional. Man, I loved it. I loved it. And that's the other thing. I mean, it's just Coach White and I on the staff. We going against teams that got, you know, four or five guys on the bench, and it's just Coach White and I. So we were ecstatic to see you, you know, in the middle of the game. And it was a great game because we were down early. We came back. We were that close to winning it. We had a chance to win it at the end. They didn't execute the way we wanted it to, but they went through the process. And I'm all about the process. So, you know, I commend you. If nothing else, you were another set of eyes. Well, the guys that taught me, you know, how to coach at this level always said, don't refuse help, because you can be useful in something. And not only did you assist us, JR, man, you were a part of us. Just like that.
And Coach, what I told my dad was like, it was like I wasn't thinking I was doing. I wasn't thinking I was doing. So right. His thing was, that means he was in y'all all along.
Right.
That's absolutely doing, Coach. Right. That's absolutely. I wasn't thinking, I was just doing in the moment.
That's absolutely right.
What I felt was right in the moment. Not that I had a plan in my head. That was freestyling, but it was natural freestyling that I was doing in the moment. Using my common sense for my days.
Right, right. But again, when we get into that position again, now it's going to be okay. We don't want to go back to what, you know, made us lose a game. Let's see what we've learned. And that's the fun part about coaching.
Oh, yes. As long as
you wake up to another day, this your job now. God did his part. He got you up. That's the hardest part. People talk about, man, what's the hardest part of your day? The hardest part of your day is getting up.
Amen.
That's the hardest part, because you have no control over that. You know, once you're up, man, there's a world of opportunity, and you just have to take advantage of it every single day.
No doubt, Coach. And I told you this out there. I'm back to shooting the ball every day, but I got a left hip flexor injury, so I have to cool out a little bit. But I'm getting back in the flow, Coach.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And you got to say it publicly. You're going to be in Albany, right? You got to come see me throughout the summer. There we go.
Coach. I will be down there.
Hey, you know what will be a great day? May 30th, prospect camp at the Jones Brothers Hyper Gym.
And is that the Memorial Day weekend?
That is Memorial Day weekend.
That is that. That's beautiful. I can make that happen, Coach.
Sir, May 30th.
I'll come down 300 and make my triumphant return to Doherty County.
I'm asking this publicly, JR, not to put you on the spot, but I feel your dad's energy right now. Please address the young high school prospects.
I can do that.
That's going to be – what they're paying, they don't even realize is a steal in what they're going to get with your knowledge and with your advice and where you've been. So we definitely are inviting you there. We can't wait to see you there. I've had Division I players play in our prospect camp. I love my prospect camp because so many guys – and they go to other schools and they remember, you know, the what we do, because the difference between what we do and other schools, in my opinion, is we pour into our kids that attend. So during the year, it's during homecoming. We have our players do it as a part of what we do as far as volunteering. They don't get paid to do it, and they're coaching. And I'm on them harder in that than I am in practice because I want them to make sure they understand those young people aren't going to see NBA guys, but they see you. You're a college player. That's what they want to be. And then we do it in May when our guys go home and I bring guys in like you, coaches to coach. So I'm very proud of what we do in our prospect camp. So I appreciate you, JR. I'm going to hold you to it. I'm going to take care of you now. I usually take care of the coaches that I invite. So I'm going to take care of you.
I'm good, coach. I'm down for that. Yeah, I'm down for that, coach. And I'm down for a lot of things. And I'm down for doing this show again every week. Because I know what it does.
We back, JR. We back. We back.
I know what it does, coach. I know what it does.
Hey, that's a again. I roll with the Lord. When I'm rolling with the Lord, I don't even look behind. I got more than two eyes behind my back. You know, I got protection. So you can do whatever you want, and trust me, I know you're doing it. Don't get it twisted. See, that's the difference. 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm up praying because I know how powerful that is. So keep doing what you're doing. I'm just gonna pray for everybody. Keep thinking we're buried. Albany State men's basketball, we had a great start last season, and that's what the Lord reminds me of. Let me see how badly you going. Can you handle it? Yes, I can handle the fire. And not only can I handle the fire, some of that flame in you, JR, I got some fire I'm sending right back out. There it is.
Amen, then, folks. Coach, we back, folks.
We back. We back.
Over. Next week is 16. Coach Gale, JR, we out.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.